This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
Over the years, concerns about global warming have captured many headlines. Former Vice President Al Gore proceeded to make a very convincing case that mankind was on the brink of extinction if he continued to ignore his earthly environment. In 2007, Mr. Gore released his documentary titled An Inconvenient Truth. In the course of this presentation, he likened climatic concerns to the moral equivalent of slavery or women's and homosexual rights, claiming we must choose to sustain a prosperous and clean earth and bequeath a balanced environment to our children. And while that is indeed true, the scientific data available proving mankind is in fact responsible for the apparent climatic changes remains doubtful at best. Actually, many astrophysicists, historians, and a variety of scientists continue to argue the inaccuracies of the climate models, solar variabilities, and ocean currents, sea levels, and the human factors that are used for blaming mankind's impact on our world climate. So, should we be concerned one way or the other? Does it really matter? Stay with us as we explore the long-term effects of this controversial topic on today's program.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. Thanks for joining us on today's program. I want to talk a little bit today about global warming, and I want to relate it also to what the Bible teaches about what's going to happen to the environment of planet Earth in the future. Because I'm not too worried about global warming, because I believe what the Bible has to say, that God can transform this world, He can transform our environment, and that one day in the future He will, to a more pristine, beautiful planet than it is today or it ever has been in its history. But let's talk a little bit about global warming and talk about why there is some danger that we can foresee out in the future if the global warming theorists are right about what they think. And again, I don't know. I think we need to get more evidence on this particular topic to understand it more fully. But let's talk a little bit about this, and then that'll lead us into our discussion on what the Bible has to say on what's going to be happening to the environment in the future of planet Earth. So global warming relates to the increase in our atmospheric temperature. And the problem is, as our atmospheric temperature warms up, it could lead to climatic changes on the Earth that are of a negative nature. And I'll be addressing what some of those climatic changes could be as we get into the program. But I want to read you a little quote here. It says, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported in 2014 that scientists were 95% certain that global warming is mostly being caused by human activities. Now, I have no doubt that the burning of fossil fuels does add carbon dioxide into our atmosphere, that it may be heating up the planet a bit. But to say dogmatically that this is the reason why the temperature of the Earth is increasing, I think is going too far, at least at this point. And this is the reason why. There was a recent episode on 60 Minutes where climate scientists working in Greenland were studying global warming from up north in Greenland. And they were talking about the fact that we know through the historical study of the planet that there have been warming trends and cooling trends on planet Earth during the history of the planet. There's no doubt about that. The research is there. The information is there. So now that we're in a possible warming trend, is this trend due to the burning of all the fossil fuels that we've been doing over the last 100 years? Or are we in one of those heating up trends to be followed by a cooling trend? Again, the jury's out in my mind. You can make up your own mind. There's a lot of information out there to read on this particular subject. But the problem here with global warming is it scares people. People are worried about their future, and governments begin to make decisions based on the worry of the people on planet Earth. Now, what kinds of worries are there around global warming? Well, again, if the temperatures increase on planet Earth, it can lead to things like rising sea levels. So many of our coastal cities, which is where many of our big cities are, could be inundated with water, and the folks in those cities would have to move away. Changing precipitation levels could also come to this Earth due to global warming, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other changes that could come to this Earth due to global warming. But before we do that, what I want to do is offer you some free literature and also a free sermon-length CD on today's program. The literature we'd like to offer you today is titled Second Coming and Beyond. Christ promised to return to earth. What will happen when he does? What will the world to come be like? We also want you to get the full-length sermon CD titled Watch and Be Prepared by Vance Stinson. As we look at what the Bible has to say about the future, there definitely is going to be some negative things that occur prior to a great golden age that will appear on the scene when Jesus Christ is reigning and ruling on the earth. To get both of these items free of charge, all you need to do is call us toll free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can visit our website to order. Go to www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. You can also go to that website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast. Go to www.cgi.org. Thanks again for joining us on today's program. We're looking at the topic of global warming, some of the destructive things that could occur on the earth if global warming is true, and what we need to be concerned with in the future of this planet. And we addressed a few of those at the top of the program. I'd like to address a few others. Some of the other changes that may occur on the earth due to an increase in the climatic temperature of the earth are that we could get changing precipitation. We could get larger snowstorms, longer periods of rainfall. And again, this could lead to flooding. This could lead to various issues on planet Earth for certain people on this planet. Another thing that could occur is the expansions of deserts on the Earth. And again, if deserts are expanding, that means the land that we can grow crops on will be diminishing. Droughts could take place on the earth if global warming turns out to be true. Of course, we've always had droughts, but these droughts would be of an increased nature than what we've experienced in the past. The retreat of glaciers, again, will raise those sea levels. We're seeing some evidence of that in the world today. And extreme weather events will occur on a more frequent basis. So we'll have longer heat waves in countries that are usually having a heat wave during their summer. We will have longer droughts. Again, more snowfall, more rainfall, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. But as I said, not everyone agrees with many of the climate scientists who are out there. I'd say that most scientists would agree that global warming is occurring, but whether or not We need to be as concerned as some scientists would have us to be, is another thing that we need to collect more data on. And of course, that data is being collected today as we speak. But for me, as a Bible-believing Christian, I don't worry about global warming. I don't worry about too much, to be quite honest with you. And the reason I don't is I have faith and belief in what the Word of God is telling me about what's going to happen on this world. Now, all of us know that we're going to die someday. So this physical existence, sure, we'd like to live as long as we can, as healthy as we can. But in the end, we're all facing that same death. And this Bible message gives you a message of hope that overcomes death. And it also has a message of hope for planet Earth, the environment of planet Earth. And I want to bring you that message of hope for the remainder of today's program, for those of you especially who are concerned with global warming and droughts and things of that nature. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to go to some of the prophetic writings today to show you why I have that hope. But before I do that, I need to set up what I believe we are going towards as we look at human history. The global climate scientists have a view of what they see coming, and we who believe the Bible also have a different view of what we see coming in the future. Probably one of the best places to go to begin this discussion is over in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24 to be specific. And the disciples came to Jesus on this particular day, and they were asking him about what would be the signs of the end of the age and the coming kingdom that they were all aware of. So they all had an understanding that this was going to be a physical kingdom, that it was going to be on planet Earth. And here's what Jesus has to say to them about this particular topic. I'm picking it up in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He goes on, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now I know, you know, that all these things have been going on all the time throughout human history, but there will be an intensity, a ramping up of these types of things as we get closer to the end. Then he says this in verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, Christians at this time in history, right after Jesus' death, they began to be persecuted. But we need to understand that right before the second coming of Christ, there will be a great persecutions of Christians upon the earth. That's another one of these signs that we need to be watching out for. And let me continue on to verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now that gospel message has been going out to the world through the internet, through the fact that we can now translate the Bible into all the languages of the world. So over the last 50 years, the increase in getting the gospel message to the world has been greatly enhanced. That's a point we need to take note of when we think about where we are in prophetic history. But I want to bring it down to verse 30 of this same chapter of Matthew 24. It says this, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So that will leave no doubt that we are in the end of this age when Jesus Christ begins to come back to this earth. Now, all that is going to be a period of great tribulation on this earth. There are a number of calamitous events that will occur on this earth that make global warming pale in significance to all the bad things that are going to be happening to the environment of planet Earth as we move into this tribulation period. But here's the good news, folks. What happens after that? The Bible is clear on a hopeful future for planet Earth, and it's very hopeful of the environment that physical beings will be living on in that future kingdom of God on Earth. So in the remainder of the program, I want to focus on those types of scriptures that talk about the environment of the earth, what it's going to be like in this future kingdom, and it's a lot better picture than what climatologists are expecting for this earth in the future. In the book of Isaiah, I'm going to turn to Isaiah chapter 41, and I'm going to read you something there. And there are a number of scriptures like this in the prophets. In Isaiah 41 and verse 14, it says this, "Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help you, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff." So this talks about changes topographically to the earth's surface. But get this, I'm going to pick it up in verse 16. "You will fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And you shall rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." Get this. "I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, the pine, and the box tree together." This is talking about an environmental transformation on planet Earth. These trees do not typically grow in the desert or in the high places. God is talking about a change to the environmental makeup of the earth that will be positive. There will be water sources for everyone. People will not go thirsty because of the transformation that will take place during God's kingdom reign on this earth. That's a message of hope. I like reading about that. Check out Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 6. "Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert." We know this is talking about that future time because we don't see lame people jumping. We don't see the people who cannot speak speaking. And it also couples this together with the transformation environmentally where waters are breaking out in the desert, which of course they do not break out in today. It also says, "And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water," in verse 7. Again, a reiteration of this prophetic scenario that is going to take place on planet Earth during the kingdom reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. I want to give you some more examples of this hopeful kingdom of God reign. Over in the book of Zechariah, we come to understand a little bit about how this is all taking place. In Zechariah 14, we become aware of the fact that God will be personally involved with the earth to a greater degree than he has been over the last couple thousand years of human history. He will actually be with us, reigning and ruling from Jerusalem. And notice how the administration of the earth will be administered. I'm going to pick it up in Zechariah 14 and verse 16. And it will come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come up to against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. It shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, that rain will not fall upon them. In verse 18 it says, if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So God will be very involved with what's happening on planet Earth. He will make it sure that the environment of this earth stays pristine, stays clean with Him reigning and ruling on this earth, because He will rule with an iron scepter for those who are not obeying Him. Another great prophetic scripture on what's going to be happening to the environment of the earth can be found in the book of Micah. And I'm going to turn over to Micah chapter 4 and begin reading there in verse 1 to set up the context of what it says there. It says, in the last days it will come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established in the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. And it reiterates some of the things we've addressed, but I want to read something new about the environment of the earth at this time. I'm going to pick it up in verse 4 of Micah chapter 4. It says this, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. So we see here that everybody's going to have a little plot of land. Everybody's going to be able to work that land and grow some crops on that land to eat. Again, that is very different from the world that we see today. We'll be able to organically have our own vegetables, organically have our own fruits. And again, that will be helpful for the physical human beings that will be on the earth during this kingdom reign of Jesus Christ. There's another great scripture over in the book of Ezekiel that I'd like to turn your attention to. It's Ezekiel chapter 36. So let me read this to you in Ezekiel 36. And I'm going to pick it up there in verse 33 as we start to wind down on today's program. Ezekiel 36 and 33. Listen to what this transformed environment is like on the earth. Thus saith the Lord God, in that day I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities. I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be builded. So all the destruction that occurs during the tribulation is going to be built up again. Verse 34, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. Wow, go back to Genesis and read about what the Garden of Eden was like. That's what the future world is going to be like, what the environment of the earth is going to be like when this kingdom comes to this earth. Picking it up in the middle of verse 35, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. So there's no doubt in my mind about how this world is going to be transformed in that kingdom of God that will be occurring on planet Earth. One final scripture I'd like to show you is over in Isaiah 19, and I'll pick it up there in verse 23 of Isaiah 19. And here's what it has to say on this same subject. Isaiah 19 and verse 23. In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptian shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land. whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, mine inheritance. Now, this is prophetic, folks, because never in history has Egypt, Assyria, and Israel come together as happy people. They've warred against each other throughout history. And when we look back on ancient Egypt today, we still see that Egypt and those who are in the land of Israel, what is called Israel today, who are mostly Jews, they still, although they have a peace treaty, are not the best of friends. And the Assyrians in history, whoever they may be today, are not able to get into a consolidated network like it's being described in your Bible in Isaiah chapter 19. So not only will the environment of the earth be transformed in the kingdom, but the nature of people's relationships with each other will be transformed in this future kingdom. And that gives me great hope when I look around at the situation in the world today, how we are not relating well with each other, that nations go against nations and they war and fight and all of that that is going on. So what I've tried to give you today is a hope for that future kingdom of God. Unlike what the climatologists, what the scientists who are talking about global warming are saying, they paint a negative picture of what's going to happen to the environment of the earth. No doubt about it, even the Bible paints a negative picture of what's going to occur before Christ's second coming. But after that, we've got hope, folks. You've got to believe in this Word of God. You've got to understand what this book is saying. Once you do, you will have a greater sense of hope. You will not fear all the things that many people fear in this world because you know what is coming. And when you've got your relationship right with Jesus Christ, you know you will be taken care of. Whether it's in this life or the life to come when we are transformed into spirit beings. So once again, I want you to get that free literature and that CD I mentioned on today's program. What I'd like you to get is the booklet, which is titled Second Coming and Beyond. This booklet will talk about what is going to happen after the second coming of Jesus Christ on this earth. Also get the free CD, which is titled Watch and Be Prepared, which addresses the same subject matter. There's no need to worry about global warming. Many things are going to go bad with the world before they get better, but as long as you've got your relationship right with Jesus Christ, you will be okay. I want to thank you for joining us. Remember, call 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791 to get that literature and CD, or go to the website www.cgi.org. That's www.cgi.org. Once again, thanks for joining us on this edition of The Armor of God. Please join us for a future edition. So long for now.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.